Very, very nice, Maverick Kindness. I think there's a beautiful thing here, but let's try and read it inside. So we have a pun of Meiris, which we just found out that he's from the late, from the mid 1600s to the early 1700s. Allow in more people. Okay. So he has a kasha. Rashi says that Menaseh cannot mean that you mix the wine together, because then you could sell it. And there's no hefsid. You could sell it to Goyim. Ikshem Arsha, Vizela Shainel, Sarachin, Beirusho. Digaman Mefarish Lo Ma'arit. Uman Namar Nami Menaseh, Mamish, Hainam Yishom Dirava, Kain, Hainam Adamet. Right? In other words, in the Gemara, the Machlekes, there's a Mishnah in Gittin that also mentions these three things. It doesn't mention it as an Ovis, it just says a halacha, that Menaseh, Medame, and what's the third one? Menaseh, Medame, and Medame. It mentions the three things. So they're all, it says that they're chayiv, that you're chayiv in Gittin, b'mezin, but not b'shayeg. So comes along the Gemara over there and asks, what's the case of Menaseh? And the Gemara says, the case of Menaseh is a machlokes. One Amora says that it means you spill it in front of Avodah Zarah. And one says you mix Yayin Nesach together. The Gemara says, why did the Mandomar that says you use it for Avodah Zarah not say you mix the Yayin Nesach together? Because if that's the case, Hainu Medame. So that means that everybody, it's beferish in the Gemara in Gittin, that in theory, everybody would agree that the case would, that you are chayiv, and there is a case of mixing wine with wine of Yayin Nesach, and that is a case of Hezek Shein or Nikker, and that is a case that you're chayiv on. It's only a machlekes, is it fit into, is the Mishnah referring to it, because since it already said Medame, which is a similar type of case where you mix Kudin with Truma, so would they bother repeating this case twice? But everybody agrees that in Lomdis, the case is theoretically possible. Here, Rashi goes ahead on his own for no hechlach whatsoever, and he just says that Menaseh means you do it for Avodah Zarah. And he says, because it can't mean that you mix it together, Yayin Nesach, because that's an impossible, because you can sell it to a Kohen, because you can sell it to a Goy. So Rashi is saying on his own, for no reason, against both Mandomars and the Gemara in Gittin. And that is a pliatsuma. And that is a Marsha's Kasha. We tried to discuss it a little bit too. We tried to say some kind of great, crazy answer, but okay. But the Maisa, this is a Marsha's Kasha, right? Right, that's the Kasha. Everything so far, we're okay?
Let's hear the Kasha one more time, please.
Yes. Rashi goes that the Gemara in Gittin has the same three cases of Hezek, Shein, and Nikker as we have in our Gemara in Bava Kamma. Menaseh, Medame, Tame. And the Gemara in Gittin says that there's a machlokes. What is the case of Menaseh? One day it says that the case of Menaseh is that you poured wine onto the Mizbeach. You took your friend's wine and you did Avodah Zarah with it. Therefore, you made it aser. The other day it says it means that you didn't do Avodah Zarah, because that would have been Kimle Vitirabimine. But rather, what you did is you took Yayin Nesach and you mixed it into your friend's wine. Says the Gemara, the Mandamar that says that you did Avodah Zarah, why didn't he learn this case that you mixed together your friend's wine with Yayin Nesach? So he says, because he felt that that's not mistaharf, it'd be the case in a Mishnah, because the Mishnah already said medame, and medame means you mix his chudin with truma. So if it's the same thing, I caused you a hezek by mixing your kosher thing with something that's not kosher, so he wouldn't say it twice. So which means that the Gemara in Gittin is saying that everyone holds that in theory, if you would do such a thing, if you would mix his wine with Yai Nesach, that's a form of Hezek Sheino Nicker. Everyone agrees that you would be Chayiv. They only argue whether that would the Mishnah referred to it as Menasek if it already said Medamet. Now here it comes along Rashi, and we have the same exact Lashon, same exact phrase, same exact three things. And Rashi says that when it says Menasech, it cannot mean, it has to mean you did Avodah Zarah. It cannot mean that you mixed it with wine of Avodah of Yain Nesach, because if you did that, you'd be potter, because there's no hezek, because you can just sell it to a guy. Chutz midmei Yain Nesach Shabbat, and there's no hefset. So that means that Rashi on his own is really disagreeing with both days in Gittin. He's definitely disagreeing with the Deah that says that Menasek means mixing it together with wine of Avodah Zarah, because he says that's not what Menasek means. And he's even disagreeing with the other Ma'adamar, because the other Ma'adamar, the way the Gemara explains it, agrees that you're Bichayev. He just says that that's not what the word means, because it would be redundant. But Rashi here says a different thing. He says it can't mean Menasek because you'll be Potter. So he's arguing with the whole Gemara in Gittin, and he has no reason. There's no motivation. There's no hechruch. On his own, he's saying something against the whole both days in Gittin. Pliatsuma.
Maybe just to understand, isn't when he's in the Gemara in Gittin, when it says that it can't be Menasech because of the fact that it's Medame, isn't there another way of understanding that therefore the wording of Menasech can't mean that? Meaning inherently this that can't mean when we say Menasek, we can't be referring to that.
Okay.
So there's no way that it could be referring to that case.
It still means that in Lamzis, so you'd be Chayiv. He's saying it doesn't say I don't agree with you because I hold in Lamzis your potter. If Rashi would be right, the Gemara and Gittin should have said Rashi's reason. That you know why he holds it's not Menasek, because in that case you're potter. But he doesn't say that. He says that just because it doesn't fit into the Lashon, because it's Haina Medamet, so it's a Lashon problem. Rashi is saying it's not true. Okay, so that's his kasha. So let's see. So he brings the Marsha, and the Marsha, he says a Deichik answer. Okay, we don't have to read that. Miyashim Deichik. Okay. The lean irish Enkan Kusha. Enkan Kusha means, what does Enkan Kusha mean? What does that apply?
The premise of the question is mistaken.
In other words, that he's so adamant. I think it means more. It means that he's so adamant that it's not worthy of a question. I don't know. Enkan Kusha. I don't know if he's going to really argue with the premise. Okay, I'm not sure. I think we're disagreeing. I thought it meant it's like the answer is simple, but you're saying it just means how he's attacking the premise.
Meaning, well, I don't want to jump but it sounds like he's going to say that it's two different things, Gittin and here. Here it's about Avos.
So that's an answer. It's not Ain't Got Kusha. But,
I think it means it got him for a minute. The Kasha got him for a minute, but then he hopped, but he was upset that it got him for a minute.
I thought it means it's like when you say that there's the guy's asking a klutz kasha. No question. But okay, let's go for it. Not really relevant. So all the Rashi, Choshe, Tchina, Tchina means in the beginning, I think, of the Masechta. Of his aim, Rashi, Ksum, Tzor. And as Rashi puts down a Yisai, that in order to be an of, it has to be written in the Torah. And Rashi says that here too, that in order, the reason why Rav Chia called these ovis is because they fit into the pasuk of Maka Nevesh Behemi Shamenu. Rachach, Yev Shalom, or Menasek Ma'arev. Menasek means Ma'arev in Baba Kama. You can't say Menasek means Ma'arev, even though in Gittin you could, because in Baba Kama it uses the word ovis. So after the ayin, the ayin, no bottom. Even if you say you can't sell it, anyway, let me drop out on Shemchon with the Yain Nesa. Avod Vartar, if you're not a rogue Yain Nesa, but me at Yain, So what's he saying? He's saying that midaraisa, if yayin nesach gets mixed in with regular wine, you're allowed to sell it to a goy chutz midme yayin nesach shabo, even if it's rov yayin nesach. However, if the midarabanan, you're not allowed to do that. That's what he said at the end. And then we drop on, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. So therefore, in the Gemara in Gittin, when the Gemara says that you're causing him hezek, I'm a dame, that's very good. I Rashi says in our Gemara, you it's not hezek, but you can sell it to a guy. But we drop on, you can't sell it to a guy. So therefore, the Gemara in Gittin is working with the din d'rabbanan. And after, based on the din d'rabbanan, since you can sell it to a guy, therefore it's considered it has it, and you would be chayiv. But in our Gemara, where he calls in an of, so it has to be midaraisa. You have to be chayiv deraisa to be called an up. So since midaraisa, you're allowed to sell it to a goy if it got mixed together. So midaraisa, you be butter. So then mimeda, you can't call it an up. That can't be the case of our Gemara. In other words, our Gemara is discussing ovids. And so we're talking on a deraisa level. On a deraisa level, the din is that if you mix the yayin nesach together with regular wine, you can sell it to a goy. So there's no hezek. There's no hezek. So your potter midaraisa. So
it sounds like a mishmer shayl almost. Like it's like almost a klutz kash.
Okay. Yeah. So your potter midaraisa. So our Gemara says that it's an av. So Rashi says it can't refer to the av of Ha'arev, because midaraisa, you're potter midaraisa, there's no hezek. Gittin, they're working with midarabanan. Okay, you're working with midarabanan. There is hezek midarabanan, so it's very fine. Right? By medame, that's even midaraisa. You're not allowed to eat it, and you have to sell it. Okay. And you have to sell bizzo. All right, that's what he's saying. So the that's the panamiris. Okay, so he's basically saying his answer is because in Baba Kama it says ovis. In Gittin it didn't say ovis. Ovis implies that we're on the realm of, we're working on the track of, it has to be a chaya midaraisa. And since midaraisa, it says that this, that midaraisa, you're allowed to sell, when you mix yayin nesach, you're allowed to sell to a goy. Chut midme yayin nesach shabbat. It's only midrabbanan, and it's osur. Therefore, midaraisa, you could never call it an ov. That's in panamiris. Okay, are we okay so far?
Yeah, does that work out with the Gemara in Gittin? Because the one that Mandamri there says that Menasech is the same as Medame, but it's not exactly the same anymore, according to Rashi.
Okay, all right. I guess that's going enough to say.
Well, can you help me out with the Chesman of, he's saying that there it's the Rabbanon. There it talks about the both Shitas, the Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek.
I believe so.
So, did we say that Lav Shmei Hezek means Chayav Midarabanan and Shmei Hezek means Chayav Midaraisa?
No, we didn't say. Let's do the Psalm Cipher, because I don't want to get distracted. So that's the economy here.
Looking about Sarah and confused and run away.
Okay. So now
the sacrifice out of Eretz
Yisrael. Sounds good. So now we got the Psalm cipher. It comes on the Psalm cipher, and brings upon him Eretz. And he says, as a Gasha, he says, Vizvarim Eretz Muim Be'enai, right? It's the third line from the bottom. Ma begatni deraisa shari. Because of Hacha das Ru Rabban, Ham Aribaze, Hizik Lavero, Hezik deraisa. Pavle Omni the Zikim, and Nav can be Kro Makabehemo. So what's the Psalm cipher asking on the Panami Iris? Anybody? Someone do the work for me? What's he asking?
It sounds like he's saying Mamela, because the fact that this new guy is going to have an Isra on him, there's a bun to sell it. The fact is, he can't sell it. So you were Mazik him. That's a Daraisa. Because the fact is, even though he can't only sell it because it's a Midrabanan, the fact is, you caused him a Hezek, and that's Daraisa then. It's a Nezek.
Right. That sounds right. In other words, Hezek means the Hezek is I caused you add an object, and now I made it worthless for you. You can't eat it yourself and you can't sell it. Now it's totally irrelevant. What if I made it, you can't sell it because I made it dirty so no one wants to buy it. So that's called Ezek. So if I brought about that there's an Issa Drabanan, and because I brought about that there's an Issa Drabanan, you can't sell it. So the Maisa that caused you Ezek Daraisa, because anything that I do that makes that your property becomes worthless is Hezek. So doesn't make a difference how I bought about it. I can, there's different, I mean, it's Hezek Nicker and Hezek Chain or Nicker. But if you hold your Chayiv and Hezek Chain or Nicker, so it makes us, so this is fine. I did something which made your property worthless. Now it becomes worthless because I caused that there's an Issa Drabanan. So now it's worthless. Even the Torah would agree that it's worthless. You can't sell it. You can't do anything with it. You can't.
But how can we say it's an av though? It could be it's Issa Daraisa, but that doesn't make it an av.
Well, it's an av because now when you did this, av doesn't mean the Torah was, we had this case in mind, so to speak. But this is included in the din that we learned this out from Makanev Behemoth Shamana. We can learn out from the Pasuk.
Because Reb Chiya is expanding what we consider an av from 4 down to up to 24. That all of his
in other words, a ma'isa midar. At the end of the day, you're chaya midaraisa. You're not just chaya midrabanan. Psalm cipher says when you go up to Shemayim and they're gonna punish you. I think let's say there's an avera for being mazik someone. They're gonna say you were mazik and midrabanan or midraisa. You were mazik and midaraisa. You caused them the Torah admits you. No one can deny you caused them a loss. So you caused them a loss. I don't care why it's a loss. Just like it wouldn't make a difference if it's a loss because of some mishigas, right? Pashas. If I make that it makes your property go down in value because I put a curse on it and no one wants to eat it because it cursed. Also, that would be, I caused you a loss. So I caused your property to go down in value because you can't do anything with it because of the Issa Drabanan. I brought about that there's an Issa Drabanan on your property. Therefore, I did you real Hezek. If I did you real Hezek, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's an I have to pay me Daraisa. So the Psalm Sefer is saying that if I cause your property to go down in value based on Issa Drabanan, it should be a Hezek Daraisa. So how can the pun in the ear is say that it doesn't fit into the of? It does fit into the of. It's Hezek Daraisa, and it will be learned out from the Kra of Mak and Nefesh Behem. But you live in the world that you're in reality now. And in the world that we're in now, this is causing real Hezek.
It sounds like if you're changing, use the mechanism, or this is even without
without anything that we said yesterday.
Without any mechanism.
Nothing to do with that. I'm sorry, we never asked such a kasha on the Panamiris because that's not the pashas. You're not obligated. That we said yesterday, some wild chiddush. I mean, wild. I don't think it was wild. We said a chiddush that the Rabbanan use a mechanism of a deraisa, but you're not obligated. The Panim here is not obligated to say that. We never claimed that that's Mukhluk. We just said that that's the way we could answer the plain Shua's Kasha and Rashi. But the Samsaiper would never come along and ask that on the Panim Nehiris. But he's saying it makes no difference what the mechanism is. But the Maisa, the Rabbana, there's a din, whatever Pshat and Rashi is, somehow or another, Hezek Shein or Nicker fits into the Pasuk, Anakanet, Amakan Behema, Yishamet. Now, this is Hezek Shein or Nicker. This is real. So, this is Hezek Shein or Nicker, Zeraisa. This is no difference. And as he said, there's absolutely no difference between this case and Medame. Medame, I made your property go down in value. And Menasek, I made your property go down in value. I, Medame, it's because of the din deraisa it goes down in value. And Menasek is because of the din derabanan it goes down in value. It's irrelevant, but they're both the exact same thing. I made your property go down in value. Since I made your property go down in value, that should be Hezek Deraisa, of the type of Hezek Shein or Nicker. And one somehow or another, whatever the answer to yesterday is, whether it's we said that Bnei Yeshua, someone else says that Rashi holds that Hezek Shein or Nicker somehow fits into the Pasuk of Makabeh. So fine. So then it's called enough.
It sounds like a
great. This is a question answer to that. Why would we don't have to say our fancy thing that we said yesterday? I'm saying, why can't we just?
This has nothing to do with
it. Am I understanding?
No, I'm saying this question, the Sam Cypress question, has nothing to do with what we said yesterday. That's what I'm saying. They don't get mixed up. This has nothing to do with yesterday. The Sam Cypress Kasha is forget about yesterday. We'll say what we said yesterday was wrong. The Rabbanan did not evoke a mechanism of the Raisa. But the Maisa, Hezek Shein or Nicker, somehow or another, is included in the Pasuk in Makabehema, right? And somehow or another, it's called an Av. We don't know, even if you hold Hezek Shein Nicker, Lashma Hezek, for some reason or another, it's called an Av. Midam is called an Av, right? So forget about what we said yesterday. Midam is called an Av. The bottom here is has to agree to that. That's the Farish and the Gemara. Medame is enough. Why? Because once the Rabbana made a knas of Hezek Shein or Nicker, Lo Shma Hezek, Ashme Hezek, somehow or another, whether it's the Plain Yeshua's answer, it's our answer, it's someone else's answer, answer X, Medame is considered enough. So now the Chasam Saiber is asking that Menasech is identical to Medame. Menasek, you made his property go down. Menasek, you made his property go down. Therefore, how did you make it go down? Based on the din derabanan. Therefore, just like Medame is called enough, so Menasek should be called enough. Right? That's his kasha.
Maybe we could answer this question. I don't know if this is a chiddush. I think it's very simple. Is that the Rashi feels that the fact that it's not working through the Menasech mechanism itself, because it's not a din deraisa originally, therefore it's Pashuk, the Gemara's answer is later, is that Hainu Nezek, that's just Nezek. That's not Menasech, its own identity of a Mazik, because it's not a din deraisa directly, it's only indirectly, and therefore it's Pashuk that it goes on the Nezek.
I cause your value to go down. I cause your value to go down. That's real Hezek. That's Hezek Shein or Nicker. Hezek Shein or Nicker means I do something which is Ain or Nicker, but makes your value go down.
It's Rebbe's example, Mias. I think it's like, let's say this guy was from America, and in America, it doesn't make it Mias, but he's in England, and he made this thing, and he did in England. And they said, you make it Mias. He says, well, I'm from America. In America, this isn't Mias. They say, too bad. You're in England. In England, this is Mias. You're a Mazik. So you're midrabanan. This is usher. You're a mazik. That's it. You're in a place where this is usher.
Okay, I agree. The Pashas of Sam Cypress is a very gavaldic akasha.
Maybe go through the steps again, because I don't understand how Rebbe was starting out with yesterday and say, and
throw it in the garbage.
Okay. But Rebbe was saying some type of step that we have to know already, that it's an av and that it's comparing to the
Madame. Nothing to do with yesterday.
Forget about yesterday. I'm confused.
Rabbi said that Madame is an av, right? He said Madame is an av. Why is it an av? Rashi says it fits into the pasuk of Makan Nevesh Behemah Yishamana. You have a question. How does it fit in if it's only a hezek chain nick or something drop on? Good question. I don't know the answer. But that's what Rav Chiya, but Rashi says it. Madama is an up. You can't argue with that. Madama is an up. It fits into the pasuk. Right? Now, it says the Chazam Sofer, whatever reason Madama is an up, Menasek, when you're ma'arev, yayin nesach, with this wine, is also enough. I, menasek, medame is aser midaraisa, and ma'arev is only aser midarabana. He says, who cares? Well, that's what the Panamira says. Panamira says that menasek, medame is an of, because it's aser deraisa. But menasek, which is only aser derabana, is not enough. Says the Sam Cypher, that's irrelevant, because once you're Usar Midir Rabbanon, then the practically speaking, it's worthless. And if it's worthless, it's worthless. So even it doesn't make a difference whether something I'm doing the same hezek to you, whether I cause your thing to be Usar Daraisa or cause a thing your thing to be Usar Darabbanon. I caused you the exact same amount of hezek. I made your thing worthless. It doesn't make a difference why it became worthless. I made it worthless. If Madame is it fits into the of, because I made it worthless because I put on an Issa Deraisa. So Menasek with Ma'arev should also be called an of, because I made it worthless because I put on an Issa Drabanan. What's the difference?
I hear, but then this doesn't really make sense, because then there's no such thing as a non of, because every single case according to this logic of hezek is an of.
Okay, so it won't be a case of not of. All right,
didn't say no. Well, every single case of hezek according to this.
Okay, I don't know, but in my teacher saying there's absolutely not an iota of a difference between Madame and Menasek.
Can I suggest something to defend the Panamiras?
Yes.
Okay, so would there be a different av if you spilled a toxic poison into a person's vat, as opposed to you spilled something that was very bad smelling or something? If you ruined his thing, no matter how you ruined his thing, is that a separate av?
No.
Lachar not. So there's a general nezek. In order to have its own name of nezek, then echara has to be what you're doing is somehow different from just spoiling it. So if it's a daraisa level of nezek, so you're making his thing in if on daraisa level is usher, so it's somehow on a daraisa, you're making his thing into yayin nezek, so to speak. You're taking nezek and you're spreading it somehow. But if it's just usher midrabanan, that there's a rabbinic thing that you can't spill on it, so what's the difference if you spill in yayin nezek, or you spill in a poison, or you spill in anything? It's not an av by itself of nesach. It's just ruining the guy's wine. It's not like you're doing something unique because of that.
Okay, but that sounds like you're saying, and therefore it wouldn't be called. You're saying
an av by itself.
I don't think that doesn't sound like what the pun in the ear is saying.
Meaning it's only an av by itself if you're going to, but since you're not messing it up because of on an av level, so then you're not etzem making it to yayin nesach. It has nothing to do with yayin nesach. You're just spoiling it.
I hear, but you have to read the pun in the ear is carefully. What you're saying sounds somewhat similar to the marsha, and the whole pun in the ear says it doesn't like the marsha. Marsha made a daichik that what Rashi meant is Rashi meant Aino Medame. He said that's not you're I really don't think that's what the Panamiras is saying. But I don't want, you know, that's
I was just suggesting a possibility.
Okay, I mean, it's not a bad possibility. I don't, as far as
he's not suggesting it behind a Madama. He's suggesting that Madama has, again, okay, that's an issue with Storm. We're going to need to address
it. But it's the same type of idea. I think it's a similar.
The
era seems like saying that he doesn't want to make that kind of tehukim in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi seems to, the simple Lashon of Rashi is. Rashi, I think, says, the Rashi says there's no hezek, right? Doesn't Rashi, what does Rashi say? I would always my Gemara, I misplaced my Gemara. Rashi's Lashon is, since you can sell it, what is Rashi's Lashon? Someone tell me, because I misplaced my Gemara.
Lo mechzer lo midi.
Right, so that doesn't sound like that. It's not, lo mechzer lo midi sounds like there's no, that you're not chayiv.
Midrash.
Yeah, you're not chayim deraisa, which is not what I'm saying. He's saying, right? So it's not that.
No, so you're not chayim deraisa, so therefore it's not a separate av by itself.
No, but Chassam Sofer saying you are
chayim deraisa. You are chayim deraisa. Okay. Anyway, let us continue. Anyone else have?
Yeah, I'm sorry for the amaratus, but it in Baba Kamba, is there a difference between an av and a tolda?
No.
No difference.
No difference.
Right, so then I don't know how this, like what the svara behind Rashi is, but Rashi lays down some yisod that an av has to be written in the Torah. So the Panim Meiros would l'chora respond that a vad that ends up being yichayv nezik midaraisa. But what an av means is what Rebbe said before, that it doesn't mean that it has to be what Hashem Kaviyachol had in mind when the Torah was written. At the time the Torah was written, it has to be that this is a form of damage.
Okay.
Meaning, if there was it's not a fancy answer, but before that's what he would say. Meaning, if there's an afkamina between an av and a tolda, so then I hear it's much harder kasha to answer. But the av and tolda seems to be some kind of almost like a linguistic magic. I don't know. So maybe that's what the Panamiris holds.
Okay, I hear. You're really in my time. You know, you remind me of that. I once listened to a shir from Rav Nochem, and he brought a raya. So I went ahead and I said some way of getting out of the raya. It was like a drain. Said, it's not an answer. In other words, it was no lumdus. Come on, we got
it. I mean, it also fits really well in Rashi, because Rashi says, almost kori lahana t'ksivin b'kran. Not that there are daraisa, but that are actually written in the pasuk. Okay. Just because it's daraisa is.
I hear. It could be you're right. Let me think about it. I hear. Maybe you're right. I was thinking of a very lovish answer. What can I tell you? I happen to love, but maybe you're right. Maybe, this is goes into the gather. We have no right to say a lovish answer.
I had a feeling Rebbe didn't give the smar malkum to give my answer.
Yes. There's a famous, famous yeshiva shechakira. I mean, this is like one of the most famous yeshiva shebikiyas, not chakiras. There's such a thing called Isser Chefsa and Isser Gavra. Right? I assume you people know this. Isser Chefsa means the Isser is on the chefes. Isser Gavra means the Isser is on the person. That's like it. Standard yeshiva shereit number 001. You know, in Chavetz Chaim, we don't talk such yeshiva shereit, but in the world, that's like the most standard yeshiva shereit. Famous yeshiva shereit also, that there's an isla between, different between isla deraisa and isla drabai. Isla deraisa are isurim on the chetza. Hashem said there's a ruach hatuma on chazer. It's an isla chetza. There's a ruach hatuma. I mean, Hashem, the reason why something's usher is because there's some kind of iser on it. There's a. That's what you have in the darim. You can do hatfasa. You can transfer the iser. So isurei deraisas are usually isurei chetza. But iser derabanan in the yeshiva shereit, the reason why the rabbanan don't have the power to make an iser chetza. Rabbanan making Isser is based on the saucer because you give the yaminu small. Now the Rabbanan say to do something, you gotta listen. So it's not that the another one the Torah does. Torah makes chazer. the Torah puts an iser on the chazer. Torah changes the molecules of chazer, that there's some kind of, in the molecules of chazer, there's something wrong. And therefore, you can't eat it, because if you eat it, you'll get ruach atzuma. You'll get ruach, you know, they don't go, you know, obviously, you don't want to eat the over and eat ruach atzuma. I mean, Hashem asked it, but there's a before Hashem even asks it, or by definition, when Hashem asking it, Hashem transforms the object into a dabra aser. But the standard yeshivish array is that a drabbanon, just because it's a tzivui, it's a mitzvah essay and a los essay. Well, saser mi kosher yamin, what's the pasuk? I forgot already. You have to listen. So it's a din on the gavra. There's a mitzvah. It's a tayag mitzvah. Listen to the Rabbanan. If Rabbanan tell you to stand on your head, you got to stand on your head. If Rabbanan tell you don't eat that food, you don't eat that food. It's not because there's something intrinsically kaddish and standing on your head, right? That's standard yeshivish right. So what can we do with that if we have the standard yeshivish right?
I don't agree with that.
So we could say like this. It's a Hezek Shein or Nicker. Hezek Shein or Nicker. Let's take the side that Midaraisa, you're Potter. Why are you Potter Midaraisa? Because since it's not Nicker, it's not cool that you did Hezek. Right? What? It's not cool that you did Hezek if it's not Nicker. The other side says, it is cool you did Hezek if it's, even though it's not Nicker. But it's very, but it could be, or now that there are Rabbanan, go ahead and make a, okay, there's an issa chiyuv drabbanan. It's not Hezek. There's a chiyuv drabbanan. Drabbanan make a chiyuv. Shlo yekuem avetame taros lechaveiro. Okay. But so what we could say like this: that Hezek shein on nikar lo shmo Hezek says that in order to be a Hezek deraisa, it has to be nikar. Even the tzad, Hezek Shein or Nicker Shmo Hezek, might agree. And he says, if I put an iser on your object, that's called Hezek Shein or Nicker Shmo Hezek. That's only if I make an iser chefsa, because I'm doing something, I'm changing your object, right? Hezek Shein or Nicker Lav Shmo Hezek says, you didn't do anything. It's not Nicker. If it's not Nicker, you didn't do anything, you're Potter, Midaraisa. Hezek Shein Nicker Shmo Hezek says, what do you mean I didn't do something? Of course I did something. Put on what Rabbi Nyman's, that's how he used to always talk about his Lomdische glasses, right? That was Rabbi Nyman's favorite thing, have Lomdische glasses, I'm sure, right? So you have your Lomdische glasses and you see Hezek, you did something. You were Mazik. But that's only true if you put on an Isser Chetzah. So if you put on an Isser Chetzah, so then you could say that I did something, even though it's not Nicker, but I did something. I transformed your object, right? Because it's the same type of Svara. Hezek Shein or Nicker, Lo Shmo Hezek says, if it's not Nicker, it's not Hezek, because you didn't do anything. I went down in value. Grama Bialma. I made your object, you can't sell it. That's a grumma. But did I do anything to your object? No, it's the same object. It's not Nicker, it's the same object. Hezek Shein or Nicker Shmo Hezek says, no. Just because you can't see it with the human eye, but I changed your object. But that's only true if I put on an Isser Chefsa. But if I put on an Isser Gavra, then you cannot say that that's called a Hezek. So even the Mandavar of Hezek Shaina Nikra Shema Hezek would agree that if I answered you by creating an Ezra Gabra, it's Lo Shema Hezek. Should we try that once more?
How is this an Isser Gavra if no matter who owns it, it's still going to be Usser?
Gavra doesn't mean, this Gavra means, yeah, it could be a Gavra, every Gavra in the whole world. But the Isser is not, it's not a change in the, Chefsa means the object gets a Ruach Tumah. This, the object, there's a transformation in the object, right? It says when Avram Avinu bought the Maras HaMakbeda, so it says, the Pasuk says that it went up. Right, it's I forgot the pasuk. It says,
"Ayakum."
Ayakum. Thank you. Right? In other words, there's a certain kedusha. I remember. I go off on a tangent for a second, but it's a nice tangent. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, I used to go to a musarvad of a certain person. He used to give him a Friday afternoon chumash share. Regretfully, at the split second, I can't remember his name because I'm bad at names. So his father was a Talmud of Rav Yeruchim. Father was a Rosh Yeshiva somewhere in Europe. And his father was a very close Talmud of Rav Yeruchim. His father actually once spoke in Yeshiva. He remembered Rav David from Europe. But his father was, because his father came to visit, but his father was a Talmud of Rav Yeruchim. So he said that one of the things that his father taught that Rav Yeruchim was very big on, that when that Ruach Tumah is a real thing. No, don't go ahead. You know, we go ahead and we don't. There's a real thing called Ruach Tumah. You got to take it seriously. Non-kosher food is a real thing. There's a thing called Ruach HaTumah. There's a Chalais Isser is a Chalais Isser. It's real. It's not just some yeshivish sprach that we say. There's a real thing. Right, there's a real entity. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not real. There's something real happening. And Ruach Kedusha also is a real thing. Ruach Kedusha, you learn Torah, you become Kaddish. It's real. Kedusha is real and Tumah is real. The fact that we can't see it does not make it not real. He says, Rav Yeruchim, I don't know, I'm not familiar with Rav Yeruchim. But he said, Rav Yeruchim was very big on that to hear that Ruach Kedusha and Ruach Tumah are real things. So we're saying that an Isser Chevsa means when the Torah answered something, Hashem put a Ruach Tumah on this object. So if I go ahead and I make your object Asur Midaraisa, I cause that there's a Ruach Tumah on your object. So I changed your object. Now I changed your object in a way that you can't see it. So the man, the Amar, it says, Hezek, Chain of Nikr, Lashma, Hezek, says that type of change is not called Hezek. But even the man, the Amar, that says Shmo Hezek, agrees, right, because we're minimizing the machloikas between the man, the Amars. The man, the Amar, Lo Shmo Hezek, says, even though I caused your object to go down in value and it became worthless, but as long as it's not noticeable, it's not called Hezek. So making your object become worthless, according to Mandamar, Hezek, Shein, Nikar, Loshma, Hezek, is not called Hezek. The fact that it's worthless is not Hezek. As long as there's no change to your object that's visible, that's not called Hezek. It's worthless? Okay, so that's Grama. But it's not Hezek. So that's the Mandamar, Hezek, Shein, Ria, Loshma, Hezek, Shein, Nikar, Loshma, Hezek. So the Mandamah that says Hezek Shein Nikar Shma Hezek can also agree to the basic principle. It's very, it's beautiful. With Mimayat the Machlokes, he also agrees that if I make your object go down in value, that's not Hezek. Hezek is only if I do something to your object, not that I make it go down in value. I make it go down in value as a grama. The definition of Hezek is I do something to your object. The man d'amar Hezek Shein Nikar Shmo Hezek, it has to be that physically I did it. It's noticeable. The man d'amar Shmo Hezek says, even if it's not noticeable, but I have to do something to your object. So if I made an Isser to the Gabra, to the Chevsa, so I did something to your object. So that's Hezek Shein Nikar Shmo Hezek.
But does this ruin the Machlokes in Gittin?
One thing. But if I just did something to the Gabra, so then that could be, would only be, that's what the Chacham Sofer, the Pan Meiris was saying, is that could never be in the of a Magen Nefesh Behem Yishamena. So therefore it would have to be, it would be some form of a Drabbanan Dikadin. You could never call it, you can, it's not doimet to Magen Nefesh Behem Yishamena. Magen Nefesh Behem is when I do something to your object. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it'd be, you know, it's not.
My chayv on the nezek though?
It could, I don't know.
According to the Gemara and Gittin, one of the Mandarim says yes. That's the whole point.
Okay, but I would assume.
So how does this, how do we come out that you're chayv then?
You're not chayv. I would assume, according to Benitez, you wouldn't be chayv deraisa.
I mean, it comes out really tricky because Rebbe's really arguing that within the machlokis of Shmei Hezek and Lishma Hezek, that something that's prohibited me derabbanan shouldn't fall under the scope of that machlokis, right?
That's right. I'm saying something that's in a derabbanan would definitely be, no, would be me only, would be chayim, especially the chiyav derabbanan shall ye koach al holech mitame tayreiz shel chavera. So that for sure you would have, but the, because it makes no difference whether I'm making it usher, whatever reason I make it usher. So, you know,
Essentially speaking, they argue about that svara. I mean, the one mandamer who holds Shmei Hezek doesn't have a basis in Shas to that svara. They say that rather there's a kula when it's a shogeg. But I'm saying as far as it really, Rebbe's really tying that midiraisa on a, if it, when something becomes usher midirabanan, that's not, you didn't change anything. You didn't damage the hefsa. So therefore,
it's not a behema. The Sofer is tying that is that there's a din a maka behema, that's a deraisa.
Correct.
So I'm saying that deraisa, even if you hold ethic chain and nikar shma ethic, that's limited when you did something to the chetza. Because Rav Shma ethic says you have to do something to the chetza and it has to be visible. Shma ethic would say, as long as you did something to the Hefza, so that goes ahead and that qualifies for Shmua Hezek. And it can fit into the Pasuk of Naka Behema, Nefesh Behemi Shalmana. But if you didn't do something to the Behema, you can't call that Naka Behema. You said, not Nefesh Behema. I didn't do anything to your Behema. I did something to you. I caused your value to go down. There's no way you can put this into the Din D'Raisa of Naka Nefesh Behema.
I guess I'm trying to get clear. I'm not clear for what reason it should be chayev even midirabanan, meaning unless you hold a shlei kol echad a holech mitamet shemasa shel chavero, I'm not. For what reason should it be? If you're saying midiraisa, they're distinct. So I guess that step that the Gemara makes to say that midirabanan, it's still considered hezek. I'm not clear how we make that step, and I'm not clear if we do make that step. That step shouldn't impact the Panim Eros's answer.
I hear that's a good question. I need to think about it, but I think I still happen to think there's a lot of potential. In other
words, what about Madonna? Before about Madonna, you didn't do anything to my chulin. I practically can't eat it, but before there's nothing happened to the chaps of the chulin.
That's a Madonna, right? So it's an Isra on the chayfets, no?
You can say that you know it's all becomes mixed together. It becomes like a new entity. It's like you in other words, it's inseparable. There's no way you can take out the chulin and the truma and separate them. So Mimele, this entity, there's an iser here. So that could be like I caused that there's like an iser chefsa on your chefes, because when you to go, there's an iser chefsa on eating this food that's over here.
Eat the whole thing.
You know, you can't, there's no way you can go ahead and you know, if there was a way that the guy person could separate it, there'll be nicker, you could separate them, but it's like a liquid, you know, they blend together into one entity, they become one goof.
Midiraisa should be bottle. So I'm saying you have to, right? By midama midiraisa should be bottle. It's tam up kash on the parim iras. So
yes, He said, I'm a Madame, I marry the Rav Truma. Bekimin the Asher Lachom and Atruma. Okay, so that's even better. It's Rav Truma, so it's, yeah, it's even better. So he says it's Rav Truma, so it's the whole thing is, it's Asher Lachom and Atruma because of the Rav. So he says, but okay, so that's even better. So that's for sure. So then it's you're making an Isra Chetza. Right, so that would be very good.
And what about the Yai Nesach? If you mix it in, I might be missing Chesron here, but if you mix it in, so then obviously you can't drink it. We're just talking about the value,
but
right?
But I can, since I can sell it to a, I'll be, since Midaraisa, I can sell it to a guy. So Midaraisa, there's no Isser Chefsa in stopping me. There's no Isser that stops me from selling it. The only thing that stops me from selling it, you know, that if I make it Usher, but you can sell it to a guy and get all your money back, that's not called Hezek. Because even though I put an Isser Chefsa on you, but that Isser Chefsa doesn't cause you any financial loss, right? Because you can sell it to a guy. So the only thing that stops you from being able to sell it to a guy is a Din Derabanan. And if this thing that stops you from being able to sell it to a guy is a Din Derabanan, so it means it's not an Isser Chefsa, it's an Isser Gavra. So that's not called, it's a certain logic here. It's minimizing the Svara. It's taking the Svara of Hezek Shein or Nikar Lav Shma Hezek and applying it even in the Mandamar Shma Hezek, right? I think that's not so bad. The Mandamar Hezek Shein or Nikar Lo Shma Hezek says, I cause your object to become worthless. That'll make a difference. I don't pay for that. That's grama. The fact that your object was worth $100 and now it's worthless, I don't have to pay for that. I only pay if I'm mazik your object. And it's only cause I'm called on mazik your object if it's tangible. There's something, a change in your object. I did a scratch in your object. I broke your object. So then even the other Madamar that says even it's not nicker, but at least it has to be in your object. There's something I did to your object. When you put on, again, we said Rabbi Naiman's Lamdash glasses, you see I did something to your object. I put a Ruach HaTumah into your object. So that would be the machlekes. Madamar says Hezek Shein and Nikar Lo Shma Hezek says you have to do. Everyone agrees that it's only a hezek if you do it to the object. The Madamar Hezek Shein and Nikar Lo Shma Hezek says the only hezek that you have to do to the object has to be nikar, otherwise it doesn't count. And the other Madamar says even a hezek to the object which is not nikar also counts. But if it's not hezek to the object, why would we count it? That's b'chlal something else. That's not in the, and he says for sure not in the pasuk of Makan Neshbehema. I don't know what it is, but it ain't that. Makan Neshbehema is when you did something directly to the animal. That's what the pasuk says. So therefore, You could not be in that din. Now, where do you get the chiyuv? Okay, I know that's Shamir. That's a very good question. I have to work out the Gemara and Gittin. I have to look up the Gemara and Gittin and go through it. For sure, you could get the din of Derabbanan, which would make sense, because Shelo Yekoach Al Horech Umitame would apply, because we don't want you to do it. But what Shamir is asking, which is a good question, is there's pashas. The other Madam, one Madam, it doesn't hold the Shleya Koyach and Horech Mitavet. So why would you be Chayiv to Rabbanan? Why would you Chayiv to Rabbanan? Why would you be Chayiv to Rabbanan? I hear it. There's not an answer, but it strikes me that something that, you know, once you're just asking why you Chayiv to Rabbanan, you can probably, there's a lot of leeway. You know, Rabbanan, I don't want to make you chayiv.
What the source it, meaning the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara asks, why doesn't the other Madamar hold a Madama, Menasech is Madama? I mean, you could answer, well, because it's not chayiv, because it's...
Maybe the Gemara holds, no, that you'd be chayiv.
Okay, I mean, you need a source, I'm saying. Especially when we're saying, like, the goof of this is the
Madama. I'm saying it's not so hard to explain.
No, I agree.
Flexible. But the idea, I think, is very nice, because what we're taking, see, in other words, before we know, so the whole kasha, when you not say whole kasha, when you think it sounds like the sound flavor is right.
That's not right.
Your object become that, I come worthless.
Rib, it's a little bit worse than
that. That even in the Manda Amar, Hezek, Shannon Nicker, Laugh for Hezek, the fact I also made your object become worthless, and yet I'm not crying for that. So the fact that I make your object become worthless is not necessarily a Siva Samachayim. So the Siva, sometimes the Siva Samachayim is doing hezek to the object. Okay, yes.
I mean, I'm just saying that because Pashup shot the step for which the reason the Gemara might make that step, that leap from the fact that even though it's Midrabanan, still it's Chayiv, could be because Hagufa, Midrabanan, there is something there. I mean, the rabbis are proving this because there is Yayin Nesech mixed into this.
Okay, but maybe that would only but I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe possibly read this shot into the
that would be, if you say that, that could be only Midrabanan, there's something there. And then it would be only Hezek Midrabanan. That would still answer the Rav Seifer's kasha. Because if the Raisa, there's nothing there, then it can't be Chayav. I'm saying in order to be Hezek the Raisa, you have to have something to the object, to either physically to the object or an Isser Chepsa to the object. Midrabanan, there's no Isser Chepsa. Then they can't be chayiv. Even if the Rabbanan made an Isser Chepsa,
that's what I'm asking.
Torah doesn't recognize that it exists. I'm not sure. But that it still could be part of Midaraisa.
Can Rabbi please just explain Rabbi Shamir's basic question? Shamir's question.
Yeah, he's saying the question is the cheshbon. To work out the Gemara and Gittin, which we don't have the Gemara and Gittin, so it's not so fair. The Gemara and Gittin, the Chana Meir says that even though in Baba Kama it doesn't fit in because it's not enough. So that hopefully we explain. But in Baba Gittin, you're chayav because it's Midrabanan. So Bishlam on the Mandamar, Hezek Shena Nikra Lashma Hezek. So fine. So the Rabbanan made a mechayev you. It makes sense. But Shamir is asking in the mind, Amar Hezek Shena Nicker Shmo Hezek. So Pashtus, the reading of the Gemara and Gittin is he doesn't hold of this prop, this takana Rabbanan. So why is Menasseh Chayav Midrabanan? Since it doesn't fit into the Deraisa, according to me, it doesn't fit into the Deraisa Din Nezek because you're not doing anything to the Chetza. So where did Chayav Midrabanan come about?
Maybe the Man Damar of Shema Hezek only doesn't hold of Shalohei Kol Echad because he holds there's no such problem. But if there's going to be a case, then there's the problem in that case.
Right, but Shamir will probably tell you that that's not Mashma and Gittin. But I don't know. It could be. You're right. You don't know what his question was. That was his question. So it could be. But that's why I don't think I'm going to lose that much sleep over it. I'm going to be there because I like this so much. I'm going to actually think about it. But either you could say what you said. That's true. Or you could say that since the Rabbanan, meet the Rabbanan, there's an Isser Chetza. The Rabbanan Misakein that we view, meet the Rabbanan, we view it as if there's an Isser Chetza. And because that's part of the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan make a Takan, the Misakein that we make believe, meet the Rabbanan, that there's an Isser Chetza. So that would also answer his question.
In the Raisa.
Right, and especially.
Right. The core, you could source it. I mean,
but I think that the basic idea, I think that's very nice.
Minimizing into the switch
between Hezek Shein and Nicker Shmo Hezek and Lo Shmo Hezek, that everybody agrees that it has to be to the Chefsa. It's just where the difference is, does it have to be Nicker or Eino Nicker? Because Eino Nicker is also something to the Chetza, because Ruach HaTumah is a real thing. Isser Chetza is a real thing. But if it's a derabbanan, which is not the nechetsa, of course it's not going to be in the deraisa de nezek. That sounds like a very glatta svara. Doesn't even it could be that what you said is also good, but it sounds like a glatta svara. What I'm saying.
Could Rebbe read this into the panamiras? Looking at the panamiras, it's hard to see. I'm hard to see that. This what he's saying.
Why?
He says.
Okay, I'm over time. I don't have to read it.
The linira, the ain kan kusha, the harashi chashiv, tchila.
And Rashi says it. There has to be an of.
It's not an of.
If it's only drabana, because there's no deraisa. It's not true. Edomai, the Chassam Sofer asked, when we draw on it, it becomes worthless in value. So we're saying to the Chassam Sofer, ain't gan kusha. Who cares that it's worthless in value? Worthless in value don't do nothing. You got to be mazik the chefsa. Right? It's very nice. Now there's the machlokes between between me and the Chassam Sofer is the Chassam Sofer is saying that the Mandomar, Hezek, Shane, and Nick, or Shmo Hezek, holds that even that making worthless in value is a hazard. And I'm saying, no, you're jumping too big. The Madomar Hezek Shein Iker Shmo Hezek also agrees to the primary yisoid of the Madomar Lo Shmo Hezek that you have to do to the chetza.
What's he getting into this whole business with the Raiv?
Doing a Ruach HaTumah is also called to the chetza.
What's he getting into this whole business with the Batzel B'Raiv and not Batzel B'Raiv? How's that?
That's because he wants to explain whether it's why it's in Madama is a deraisa.
Everything Rebbe's saying is after the fact. The Panamiris doesn't have to talk about that part. His piece is just explaining why it's derabanan. The Chassam Sofer says it's deraisa, so that's where Rebbe's Torah comes in. It's Bein Hashurot. It's not. Yes. He's not saying this chiddush beferish. He expects you to know it.
Yeah, it sounds very mistavra. Okay. Anyway,
but he's saying is.